Happy to be checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for an update on what was the last Board of License Commissioners meeting for 2021. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
All right. We're getting down to the nitty gritty here. Year end stuff going on. It looked like it was a pretty decent, busy agenda.
Yeah, it was. Marley, Commissioner Castley was not able to attend, probably due to the lines at the health center for the COVID test. So we had four in attendance, and we called the meeting to order at 4 o'clock. First on the agenda was hearing regarding the request of 124 Marymount Road LLC for a lodging house license for the premise located at 124 Marymount Road due to a change of ownership. Proposed manager Brian Cooper. The premise is an existing licensed lodging home. Brian Cooper was not able to attend the Zoom hearing, however, gave us all the information that we needed ahead of time. So this is an existing lodging home with 12 units. So that's not going to change. There will be no changes there. Other than ownership, and that has been finalized. So that did go through 4-0.
Okay.
Next was agenda item number 2, hearing regarding the request of Lamb River Succession LLC doing business as Shishi Boba for a common victualer license for the premise located at 1456 Hancock Street. Proposed manager, Tim Duck Fan. Proposed hours of operation, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The location will offer sandwiches, bubble tea, and coffee. Tim Duck Fan was there to talk about the license going in there, and actually talked about bubble tea and coffee and box lunches, but considering the amount of space they have there, they want to make it a gaming place as well. So they're proposing 10 arcade games to go in there in the back, 30 seats up front. And so we got into some logistics of electrical things being up to date for those arcade units to go in, and whether or not there was proper egress and things like that. So we asked Tim Duck Fan if he would mind continuing it until the January 11th hearing, so that we could just do a little more on our end to get the information before us about the gaming part of, and he would need a video pinball license.
Oh, okay.
So he hadn't applied for that, so we'll put that on the January 11th agenda. So that was continued, and he was very gracious and was happy to do that.
Where is that building, Nikki? 1456. Do you know what that is?
Down in Quincy Center, down with the old Hobby Town, down in there.
Okay.
Down in that building, I believe.
Okay.
And so we're going to hear that again on January 11th.
Okay.
Agenda item number 3 was hearing regarding the request of Sips and Sweets LLC doing business as Chachi Creamery for a common victual license for the premise located at 293 Newport Ave. Proposed manager, Mariah Hun. Proposed hours of operation are 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. The cafe will offer counter service and walk-up window for coffee and ice cream. No seating there. It's only 250 square feet. So they're going to do some soft serve ice cream, some matcha, and some specialty coffees.
Okay.
And Alvin Day was there as manager and, representative. And that passed 4-0 as well.
Very good.
And agenda item number 4 was hearing regarding the request of Swanky Brothers, Inc. doing business as the Clam Box for a pledge of the wine and malt beverage restaurant license, a pledge of the stock and business assets, and a pledge of the inventory, each to Rockland Trust, with all with respect to the premise located at 789 Quincy Shore Drive. Attorney Joe Devlin was there to speak on behalf of Swanky Brothers, Inc., doing business as the Clam Box. Attorney Devlin explained that the gentleman that has been running the Clam Box for quite a few years has now bought the building.
Okay.
So Rockland Trust wanted the license, the stock, and the inventory all to be in the name of Swanky Brothers for 789 Quincy Shore Drive, which passed 4-0.
Okay.
And last on the agenda was agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of GB Holdings MA LLC doing business as GoPuff at 65 School Street for a change in LLC manager from Ryan Grady to Richard Hanna. Attorney Joe Devlin was there representing them as well, and just said, you know, Ryan Grady is no longer with the company, and that Richard Hanna was going to be the manager there at the GoPuff site at 65 School Street. That went through 4-0.
Okay, very good.
And in other business, Commissioner Castley wanted me to update on ordinance number 2019-125, prohibiting the use of disposable retail shopping bags. The plastic bags at the supermarkets will be extended until the governor's order expires on April 1st. So we met with the mayor's representative and Commissioner Castley and myself, and we thought that it would be appropriate going forward to keep the plastic bags until April 1st. And then we talked about the holiday hours for retail stores may not sell alcohol beverages on Christmas Day, December 25th, but may remain open until 11:30 on December 24th. Restaurants may not sell alcohol beverages until noon on Christmas Day, December 25th, and New Year's Eve, Friday, December 31st. The board voted to allow restaurants to stay open on New Year's Eve until 2 a.m. Last call at 1:30 a.m., no new customers. At 2:30, all customers out of the establishment. And so those regulations come right down from the ABCC.
Okay.
Additional reminders to licensees during the holiday season, happy hour regulations, which prohibit certain activities, no free drinks, no one price for, you know, buffet and open bar or anything like that. You can't deliver more than 2 drinks to one person at one time, and no happy hour pricing. Full details can be obtained at the city clerk's office or at the ABCC website. And then we are finalizing our annual renewals, and we'll review the status in January along with the impact due to the revised census numbers that take effect in January of 2022.
Oh.
And That was
To determine how many liquor licenses the city could have?
That's right. Okay. We'll determine how many are available, and we'll let you know later on in January.
Okay, very good.
And our next hearing is on January 11th, 2022.
Wow, it seems odd to say 2022, but here we are.
Here we are. Hopefully it's going to be better than 2020 and 2021, right?
Amen to that. Yeah, I'm sure we all feel that way for sure. Okay, and I know we're getting ready for the first city council meeting of 2022, right?
We certainly are. So we'll be having our swearing-in ceremony of the 82nd Quincy City Council on Monday, January 3rd, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. in the Great Hall.
In person?
In person. With a remote option.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're going to keep that remote option. As far as I know, we do have some more meetings leading up to the swearing in, but I believe the consensus amongst the group is to have the remote option at least until the governor's order expires.
Okay. All right. Do you know, Nikki, will this be the first time that the councilors have been in the Great Hall since the pandemic?
Yes, it will be.
It's quite.
It seemed weird going up there.
Yeah. So
we're up there and we're talking about, what logistically what we have to get done. There were some sudden changes that really no one would notice, but public buildings has been working on the well, making a few changes. And so we're up there looking at that. It does seem a little weird to be there.
I bet. Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's, it'll be nice that it's being utilized again.
Well, will the public still participate remotely?
They may. Okay. As of now, there is no, state order, there is no city order, so the public is welcome.
Okay, and will there be a virtual option for the public, do you know?
There certainly will be.
There will be, okay.
Yes, we're working with your team there at QATV to make sure that that happens.
Okay, and how about for license board? Is there a plan to go back in person?
We are looking at that right now. There have been some changes down in that room as well. So I want to make sure that everything is ready to go before I commit to it. And then I'll talk to the board right after the first of the year. And hopefully we'll be back there on January 11th, as soon as January 11th. We've all been vaccinated. And I think that, we've all been working together throughout this pandemic and, knock on wood, we're all still healthy.
Right. So. Right. All right. I want to thank you, Nikki, for taking your time every month to share information with us here at QATV about the license board and about the city clerk's office. Really appreciate it.
Certainly. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to all. Have safe and happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you. We'll talk to you next year.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.